The great Apostle Paul, quit copping out and saying you can't. You're just overtaken. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this peer pressure, when your mom or your daddy or old bud or sis or husband or wife or your neighbors or your relatives come out and they want to push you around and deter you or make you defer to go on with the Lord and march the march of faith victoriously and turn you aside from wholly following the Lord thy God, or to cause you to conform to some worldly old rationalization they said that God don't care about in your dress or in your mannerisms or pleasures. There's three things you're going to do. You're either going to break out and get away from it, you're going to break down and submit to them, or you're going to break through and get away from them. Now, which one are you going to do? I'm going to break through. Oh, Lord, most people break down or break out. Oh, Lord, you got to break through, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. By faith. Everywhere you read in the Bible, anybody had any faith? It's like talking about them three mighty men. Second Samuel 23, about Shammah and Adonai the Ezraite and Eleazar, them three mighty men of David. And the Bible said they heard David say he wanted a drink of water out of the well there next to his house in Bethlehem. And boy, he loved the water out of that well. His Jacob, his great-great-great-great-grandfather dug that well. And he wants some water out of it. And they, you know what them three men did? They got together and here's what we're going to do. We're going to get him a jug of water. And boy, there was Philistines. And you know what the Bible said? They break through. They broke through. And they got the jug of water, and they headed back, and they had to do the same thing all over again. They didn't break down. They didn't break out. They broke through! Faith always makes you break through. You don't break down and fall down before some old peer, some old relative. Somebody's trying to deter you from falling holy like Caleb. You know why Caleb got Mount Hebron? Did you ever read that back in Joshua the 14th chapter? He said, give me this mountain. And the Bible said the mountain become Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. He didn't break down. He didn't break up. He broke through and went up there and run them Anaks out of that, off the side of that mountain. Praise the Lord. My God, peer pressure. Boy, there's plenty of it around there. Old David, he got ready to fight the giant. What did he have? Peer pressure. 1 Samuel 17. He came out there and heard about that giant. He got come out there and told David or Saul, he said, I'll fight with him. There was his big old brothers out there giving him the rah, rah, rah. Sis, boom, bah. Here they started. They're campaigning around there like a high school bunch of cheerleaders going the other way. Yeah. You can't win him. Who do you think you are? We know the naughtiness of your heart. Going back to them few sheep. What are you doing out here trying to show off? He said, is there not a cause? And turned off and walked away from him. He broke through. He got over to, where's the king? Somebody heard him talking like that, and they took him to the king. He said, I'll fight that fella. Lord, have mercy sakes. He had to overcome his relatives. Everybody else that's ever moved anywhere with God and walked the march of faith has had to overcome peer pressure. Yeah. Oh, you can't do that. You can't fight. You can't fight that giant. You're just a stripling. You're not a man of war. And that guy's a man of war from his youth. That's all he's ever known is a fight. Woo! Yeah, but I'm fixing to break through with faith. I'm going to show this whole assembly that God don't deliver with sword and spear. And the battle is the Lord's. And he'll deliver him into my hand. And he grabbed his slingshot and he ran to meet the giant. He didn't back off and wait for the giant to attack. He attacked. Amen. Lord, have mercy sakes. We want to back off and wait for the devil to come in on us like a flood so the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Let's get the standard and go out and meet him. Praise God. Wait till he breaks through. No, we break through first and meet the devil unawed and unmoved by his threats and cajoling and all of those braggadocia that he comes against us with. In Job, the 20th chapter, I love what the Bible says about this great man, verses 4 and 5. Knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon the earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment? Listen, we got people right among God's people. They're faint hearts and many times they're backslidden. And you listen to somebody's backslid, and their old faint heartedness is going to rub off on you. Hey, you can't do that. Like I mentioned a while ago in taking the offering. Give your income tax check or half of it. Oh, you can't do that. That's a backslidden old rascal. Don't listen to it. If you're a man or woman of faith, you say, hey, honey, we can do this. We can do it. We're going to trust God and we're going to do it anyhow. Yeah, but the devil said we ought not to do it. Yeah, but the devil's a liar. Did you know that? Didn't Jesus say he's a liar and the father of lies? You can't do it. Hey, devil, if you don't shut up, grandma, grandpa, whoever you are, I was just going to give half. If you don't shut up, I'm going to give it all. Oh, you want to silence your critics? Break through. Right in their presence and tell them you're not stopping me from going on with God. My Lord, have mercy's sakes. Why, we get around folks and they threaten, they talk about us, and we want to cop out and run and hide. And many times we think, well, it can't happen to me. Said, we're good friends. Yeah, but that's where it comes from. Peer pressure. It's not going to come from an enemy. It's going to come from a friend. Listen to this. David had more problems than that giant and them brothers of his. He had some more peer pressure, and he writes about it very vividly in detail in Psalm 55. Let's take a look at old brother David's problems beginning in verse 12. It was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him if it had been an enemy. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. Hey, look here, who's trying to harm me, slander me, to hinder me. Paul said Satan hindered me once and again, but how does Satan hinder you? Who can Satan use best? Your peers, your family, your neighbors, your relatives. They're the ones that God lets the devil use. Why, even use Peter to try to stop Jesus from going to the cross. Peter, in Matthew 16, said, Lord, you're not going to go to that cross. You ain't going to let them men crucify you. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Jesus said, I was born into this world to suffer and to die. You going to hinder me from going to the cross? That's why I came into the world. And here you are trying to stop me from the purpose for which I was born. We were all born with a purpose for our lives equally with Jesus Christ. God put us in this world to fulfill a mission, a destiny that you and I are obligated to do and carry out to the fullest extent if you want to get the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a prize. In this race, you don't all get the same prize. You're rewarded every man according to his works. And it has to be works of faith. Faith works. Works will never save men unless they are the works of faith. As James says, don't you see, my beloved brethren, in James 2, about Abraham, how that faith wrought with his works, and by works was his faith made perfect? So then you see, brethren, that a man is not saved by faith only, but by works also. But it's not the works that you do naturally. It's the faith works that results from you breaking through and believing God and walking with God and obeying God. Amen. Lord, peer pressure is going to keep a lot of folks out of heaven and a lot more from getting a reward into that kingdom. God will give us grace to be stronger than that weakness in our life or temptation if you'll seek Him to have that strength. You're not going to get it just because you sit around and weakly wish for it. It comes by seeking Him, striving to please Him. Luke 13:23. Lord, shall everybody say, Lord, enter the kingdom of heaven? No, Jesus said, strive to enter in at that straight gate. Strive! For many, I say, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Striving. I just come to me rushing to my mind a song we used to sing. Hasn't been too long since I've heard it. I can't get all the words, but one of the parts of a verse is striving to please my Lord in word and deed. Striving to please my Lord in word or deed. Resting upon his promise never to leave me, but go with me all the way. I'm getting it. I've forsaken all to follow Jesus till I shall see him face to face someday.